Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, of those five goals in the first period, after watching the film, how many of those were goals were screens and tips and redirects, and how many of them are just kind of puck luck?
You know what? I think a combination of all the above, Schultz. But sometimes you create your own puck luck. You know, we had some opportunistic goals, but then we had some nice goals where we made some plays. So, you know, I think, again, the bottom line was we've had a hard time scoring this year. We've been a little offensively challenged, and I think we kind of got her back in one period.
In the post game, you had talked a little bit about how you still need improvement. And how does a coach balance striving for perfection with knowing that there's still a human element involved?
I just think, again, you have to continually show show guys what you want, how you want to play, how you want to do things, and continually talk about it. You need to obviously preach your identity as a program. And, I mean, everybody does. Everybody's got some, you know what, again, some uniquenesses to their program, some ways they want to play. And that's the biggest thing we're trying to convey right now, because we have a lot of young guys. And I think they understand it. They know how to do it. But, again, just executing it is kind of hard. It's, you know, one of them, Schultz's, is puck pressure and being a puck hound. And you know how we play and how we want to play. And, you know, guys still want to hesitate. They still want to watch. They still want to reach. They still want to extend their stick. They don't want to attack hard. And, again, a lot of that, too, is just, again, it's muscle memory, practicing it, showing it, and it's becoming part of who you are as a player. So it's just all part of the process, Schultz. The old cliche, the process line, but it's the truth. It's all part of the process. And, every weekend it'll get better.
Knowing that perfection is never possible, is it still the goal?
Absolutely. I mean, again, I think, again, you want to be a top-end athlete. Again, you have to obviously, again, I think the biggest thing is this, what we preach is just, it's a team environment. How can we collectively as a group be a great team? And I think that's what we talked about that today. How can we collectively as a group be a great team? Not individually, you know, collectively. There's a difference right there. And you have to have goals. You know, you have to want to win, but winning is hard. And so you have to do it as a collective group and a collective effort.
You had two guys last night get their first career goals. You had one last week. Other than getting the puck, does the program do anything to honor that accomplishment? Because it's tough to do.
No, just give them a puck. I mean, just give them a puck, and that's fine. Again, there's a lot of other things that obviously we want to build on as a program and as a team, and it's nice getting your first goal. You get the puck, and now it's yesterday's news, and let's move on.
You look at a guy like Tommy Muck. He's played in a lot of games and a lot of minutes. He's never scored one. What is the bench like when a guy gets there first?
Well, guys are excited. The coaches are excited. The players are excited. And when Tommy gets his, you know what? There'll be euphoria because, you know, he's such a great player. He does so many different things for our program. And he just eats so many hard minutes, as you see every Friday and Saturday night, Schultz. So when he gets that, guys are going to just, they're going to be really excited.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. We all expect Merrimack to be better tonight. Is the first 5 minutes tonight any more important than the first 5 minutes any night?
Well, I think so, probably, because we have to realize, and we do, obviously, again, how successful we were last night. But we also, again, we've preached it so hard today. The pushback they're going to have, just like we talked about the pushback they were going to have in the second period. So it's a totally different night tonight. We understand it. And no, we better match their intensity, Schultz.
Aaron Miller got a checking from behind penalty last night. I didn't get a great view of it. I never did see a replay of it. It looked to me like he was committed to the check before the guy started to fall down. Is the current interpretation of the rule, it's up to the guy making the hit to make the hit legal no matter what the other guy does?
Yes. And again, in the NHL, if a guy turns into you, they're not going to call it. Our level, they do. We understand. You touch numbers, it's going to be a penalty. Now, is it going to be a two or is it going to be a five? Is it a checking from behind or is it a board? The bottom line is they looked at it differently last night. They looked at Owen Sillinger's differently against Northern Michigan. So you can argue about the call, but the bottom line is when you see numbers, guys, you know, there's got to be a big stop sign on the back right there saying stop.
Is that fair given the speed of the game?
Yeah, I think it is. Again, I'm not saying it's fair to give a five-minute major all the time, Schultz, but again, I think it's one of those things we just want to make sure we're in the protection business as well, and they want to make sure they protect somebody, mostly in that vulnerable position where you're probably, 2 to 3 feet from the wall.
Aaron did have a unique game last night. Had two goals and had two penalties and had a turnover that led to a goal, and not necessarily talking about him or last night in particular, but you see it all the time in sports. A player makes a mistake and they try so hard to recover from the mistake, they end up making another one. Is there anything a coach, anything a teammate can do to keep that from happening?
I don't know. Sometimes, again, it has to be done internally by that, you know, by that player. And obviously there's times as a coach you need to address it. There's times you just kind of say, hey, you know what? I think the person can learn, obviously. They're going to learn from the situation. I don't need to say anything about it. So it all depends on the situation, the person, how much it happens, and those types of things. But, no, last night, it was the turnover was a tough turnover. And the penalty, obviously, again, penalty was a tough penalty. But, you know, Seuss got that sixth goal, and that kind of obviously took a little bit of the sting out of that penalty.
What was the pregame message to the team today?
I think the pregame message is kind of what we talked about a little bit ago. You better match their intensity. It's going to be a totally different game. We're putting ourselves in a good position. We're winning some games right now. You know, we've got a winning streak right now of four games. Let's make it five. Let's go into next weekend, obviously, with a pretty darn good record, and let's make even more out of next weekend than it is already.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.